The West Coast Feel Good Station 7XS, classic crowded house there, it's only natural. New research released to coincide with Homelessness Week, which is this week, unfortunately shows that homelessness is on the rise, with a staggering 1 in 5 Australians having experienced homelessness at some point in their lives. The research also shed light on the impact of recent increases in the cost of living, with almost 1 in 3 admitting they fear losing their home due to financial struggles, while 1 in 4 have had to take on secondary income to make ends meet. This concerning data demonstrates there has never been a more important time to support the Orange Sky 2022 Sudsy Challenge. This September, Orange Sky is calling for Aussies to keep their kit on for 3 consecutive days for the 4th annual Sudsy Challenge to help people experiencing homelessness access warm showers and clean clothes. Joining me now is the co-founder of Orange Sky, Nick Makishi. Good morning, Nick. How are you going? Thanks for joining us. All right. Now, having been involved in a not-for-profit organisation since 2014 myself, I know the issues and the rate of homelessness is always high. What are some of the reasons that people become homeless? I mean, people used to think that it was only violent men who were out in the streets or drug addicts, et cetera, but it digs deeper than that, doesn't it?
That's right. You know, we're seeing homelessness is a very complex issue, and one part of that is a roof over your head, and another part is being connected to a community. So, you know, what we believe at Orange Sky is providing really simple things like a shower or laundry, but most importantly, human connection while the washing's on. And, you know, over the last 8 years since starting Orange Sky, there's not been one reason why everyone comes to our services. But I think one of the things that's more and more common is, you know, everyday people from all walks of life, something goes wrong and they find themselves needing some support. And I think there's a really interesting correlation between, you know, regardless if you have a roof over your head, the opportunity to speak to another human being is something that for some of us is a real privilege.
Now, I found in Tasmania the statistics aren't quite hard to distinguish. Like, we kind of know the capital city stats for Hobart, for example, and not the smaller cities and towns. How do you find, do you think the smaller cities and towns are just as bad in terms of the statistics about homelessness, or is it more of the bigger capital cities?
Yeah, I think what we see is, in one form or another, 1 in 200 Australians don't have a safe place to call home. And, that new research you were talking about, it's just another example of that there are people wherever you are, whoever you are, that are struggling with the same things, whether that be around financial security, whether that be the cost of living going up, whether that be housing availability being at an all-time low. So I think, you know, what we see in regional areas is people are even more isolated or lonely and maybe don't have those great services that show up in metro locations.
Yep.
And Orange Sky now has 37 services operating in 25 locations around Australia. But unfortunately, we've only got one service in Tasmania, and that's in Hobart. So, there's a lot more locations that Orange Sky could be helping, and a lot more people that definitely could use a service like ours.
Unfortunately, there always seems to be an element with shame amongst homeless people. What are the contributing reasons for that, do you think?
Yeah, I think shame and stigma is definitely prevalent in our communities. And I think, taking it even outside of the homeless community, washing and drying clothes does have a lot of shame and stigma about it. And that's what Orange Sky does, is we wash and dry clothes in public spaces with people who are potentially going through the toughest time of their life. So we definitely see that show up a lot at Orange Sky, whether that be, financial resilience or the ability to be independent being taken away from people, a lack of pride in the way we present ourselves, or the shame in not knowing how to converse. I think that those things, or the shame in being lonely, are things that are definitely common on Orange Sky services.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit more about the services you provide at Orange Sky and indeed the Sudsy Challenge as well.
Yeah, so Sudsy was our first ever van, which took us 3 days to finally get working after some trials and tribulations. And what we realised on that third day is that Orange Sky was only ever going to be a little bit about washing, drying clothes. It'd be everything about connecting while the washing was on. So this year, the Sudsy Challenge, we encourage people to don't change your clothes, but to change lives through wearing the same clothes for 3 days and starting as many conversations as possible. So we encourage people wherever you are to jump onto the sudsychallenge.com and you can register as an individual or as a team to be a part of the Sudsy Challenge.
So some of the services you provide, what does it all entail? What are some of the things that people can get access to?
Yeah, so to date, Orange Sky's washed and dried nearly 2 million kilos of free laundry and provided nearly 50,000 safe hot showers, but most importantly, those conversations. So at every location, people can come down, see an amazing volunteer, have a yarn to them and get their clothes washed and potentially have a shower as well. And we really encourage people to jump onto our website where you can find out all the locations where we operate.
And do you operate sort of partnerships with other non-profit for-profit organisations that are helping homeless people as well?
Absolutely. At every location Orange Sky operates, we work alongside a service provider, and whether that be you know, a religious organisation that provides food, whether it be a housing provider that provides affordable housing, we really partnerships is the key part of why Orange Sky exists, and whether that be in Hobart or all around Australia, those service providers are so important to us being able to co-operate with them.
Sure. Do you are you on the lookout for volunteers?
Always. You don't need to be a washing expert to, nope. to volunteer. So we encourage anyone with a bit of time to jump onto our website and register to volunteer.
And have you got details on the homelessness stats and other information on homelessness for people to look at?
Yeah, absolutely. We're releasing a lot of information about homelessness and the power of conversation this week with National Homelessness Week. So encourage people to jump onto our website, read the amazing blogs that the team have put together, and hopefully start a conversation.
Great. Well, I appreciate your time today, Nick. Thank you for your time, and all the best with the Sudsy Challenge this year.
Thank you so much.
Good on you. There we go. There's the founding member, or one of the co-founders of Orange Sky, Nick, joining us this morning. And yeah, please consider getting involved in the Studsy Challenge this year. 7XS, West Coast Feel Good Station. Coming up next, we're hearing from the Jonas Brothers.